It's still raining. Isn't the sun ever gonna come out? I think we've got plenty of rain.
Without rain, the ground gets dry and thirsty, and that's true for your soul, too. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Rainy days really bug me. I like playing outside, but when it rains, I can't play outside. But I also like gardening, and it's amazing how quickly the ground gets dry and thirsty without any rain. As Christians, our souls can get thirsty too. That's how David felt in Psalm 143. Here's what he said. I lift my hands to you in prayer. I thirst for you as parched thirst. I thirst for you as parched land thirsts for rain. I thirst for you as parched land thirsts for rain. Now, let's listen to our story. It's called Rainy Day Blues. It's still raining, said Haley. Isn't the sun ever going to shine again? We need rain to make the garden grow, said Mom. She smiled at her daughter. This might be a good time for you to pray and read your Bible. You haven't done that yet today, have you? You haven't done that yet today, have you? No, but I have some other things I want to do first. Haley quickly headed for the stairs. Seems like all we do in this family is go to church and read the Bible and pray, she mumbled to herself. She blushed when she saw Mom glance her way. Oops, I hope Mom didn't hear that, she thought. A little while later, Haley came back downstairs and glanced out the window. Good, she said. The rain stopped. We've had enough. Come with me to the garden, said Mom. I want to show you something. Outside, Mom plunged a shovel into the dirt and turned it over. The ground was quite wet on top, but a little way down, the dirt was dry. I thought it'd be muddy a mile below the surface, said Haley. I guess we do need more rain. Mom nodded. The ground needs a lot of regular rain, or it will dry out, she said. It reminds me of us. If we don't regularly pray, read the Bible, and go to church, we can dry out spiritually. Haley sighed. You heard what I said earlier, didn't you? Yes, I did, said Mom. And I know it can be hard to do those things sometimes, but the Bible compares our need for Jesus to thirst. Even after we've put our faith in him, we still need to spend time with him so he can remind us that he has saved us and help us feel his love and presence in our lives. If we don't pray, read his word, and worship him with other Christians regularly, we can lose sight of how much we need him and become spiritually dry. If we don't pray, read his word, and worship him with other Christians regularly, we can lose sight of how much we need him and become spiritually dry, just like this ground without rain. Haley was silent as they headed back to the house. I think I'll go have my quiet time now, she said once they were inside. I'm feeling thirsty for God's word. Well, how about you? Are you eager to spend time with Jesus and get to know him better? As a Christian, your soul thirsts for Jesus, and that thirst can only be quenched by spending time in his presence so he can remind you of his love and that you are his. Don't be a dry Christian. Spend quality time reading God's word, talking to Jesus, and learning all you can about him. Our key verse is Psalm 143, verse 6.
I lift my hands to you in prayer. I thirst for you, as parched land thirsts for rain.
And our key thought for today, don't be a dry Christian. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.